I'm sure everybody at some point in their life has thought, if I could just run away from it all, if I could just disappear. But in reality, many, many people do go missing every year. And I was looking earlier at some statistics here. Again, in the USA, and looking at 1.8 million persons, children and adults, reported as missing. And I'll talk about this particular case study in just a moment. But when you're looking at escaping reality, you know, getting away from your responsibilities, someone texted in here regarding alcohol, saying, isn't drinking alcohol to suppress problems a kind of way of disappearing from reality?
Yeah, sometimes medication, alcohol is used as medication to help relieve some of the tension and stress that they're going through. Now, whether it's a good way to do it or not, it usually is not a good way to do it because it has other complications. But yeah, sometimes people will use alcohol and drugs as medicinal.
When you say medicinal, what do you mean? I mean, this isn't something that's prescribed. This is what they believe to be like a self-medication. So
yeah,
it's numbing pain. It's being able to take things away from them in their state.
Very much, and I couldn't word it any better than you did, so thank you very much for wording it for me.
Okay. Also on alcohol, so somebody else is texting regarding the law here and saying, is it zero tolerance with regards to driving and alcohol? Yeah, absolutely, it is zero tolerance.
In most countries, it's 0.082, which is where it's believed through biological reasons that a person can still be responsive and react to situations while driving. In this country, and rightfully so, it's zero tolerance. There is not to be one drop of alcohol in the body. And what people don't realize, too, is if they have a bad cold, sore throat, and they're prescribed an elixir, that has alcohol in it. And if you actually are in a car accident, whether it's just a fender, bumper, bender, or whatever they're called, and a major accident, if even that appears, that's considered the same thing as being intoxicated. So you have to even be very careful as to what medications you're on, especially the elixirs, that could actually give a false indication of what you've been doing. So yes, zero tolerance is rightfully the thing, but fortunately in this country there's also opportunities to avoid that. You got taxi services. Also, if you drive to a place, even if you were not planning to indulge, but you did, there are driving services that will be happy to pick you up, take you home, bring you back to pick up your car the next day.
Lots of different reasons for people disappearing. Here's a story. This is a true story. This is regarding a mother. So this person saying, my adopted mother, Stella, an accomplished artist and teacher, vanished mysteriously 2 years after the onset of Alzheimer's disease. I never imagined this would be the first day of more than 1,000 to come without knowing what happened to her. In the years since her disappearance, I have experienced firsthand the feelings of profound grief, anguish and confusion that engulf one when faced with the unknown. I was adopted at the age of 2. It was for me the disappearance of a second mother. I first learned that my mother was missing when I was awakened by the phone ringing at 5:30 a.m. The call was from my brother saying, mother is lost. She walked away from a children's softball game last evening and hasn't been seen since. I literally leapt from my bed. What I thought to be my worst fear had come true. What I learned later was that my worst fear instead would be my mother would remain unfound. And for 3 years, that is exactly what happened. I immediately made arrangements to take emergency leave from my job as a nurse. And although I work with military veterans hospitalized for psychiatric treatment as a result of their war traumas, I was completely unprepared for what would happen to me. In shock, I felt utterly overwhelmed.
Alzheimer's is one of the dementias, and this is where there's neurological problems. There's going to be difficulty with remembering. The individual may not have the capacity for executive functioning, where they can't make decisions. They might not know their name, the date. They might not be aware of any purpose that they have in the direction that they're walking, hopefully not driving. And there could be many other aspects to executive functioning that the person with Alzheimer's does not have that capacity to control. Of course, you're going to be concerned, because just as a little baby, you're concerned that they can't protect themselves. So is it for the adult, especially the aging adult when they suffer from Alzheimer's or any other kind of dementia. They cannot protect themselves. There is going to be this kind of concern. Because they are adults, there may be more picture opportunities that you can provide for the police, have posters, put out a broadcast that this person is missing. So there are ways to help find that person, even if they cannot find themselves.
Yeah, Facebook has played a large part, actually, in finding missing people. We'll take a look at that in a little while when we come back after the news. And with regards to this individual who never found her mother, what she said would go through her mind, where did she go? Was she given a ride somewhere? Was she a victim of foul play? Is she in a hospital unable to say where she belongs? Had she felt abandoned, frightened, lonely? Did she wonder why no one came to rescue her while not knowing how intense the search for her was? These are just some of the words and questions that are a daily haunt to families of missing persons. 4001 is the text number if you'd like to contribute on this subject, and if you would some guidance and support from Dr. Raymond Hamdan. And I am aware of the text messages coming in on that note.